Hello to everyone in the APFA community. This is Ken Unger with an APFA community update. First and foremost, we have our newest article, the November article, available. It's called Strategies for Investors in Uncertain Times. It talks about the fact that the election is now over, and here are some things to be thoughtful of and cognizant of in a Joe Biden administration. Although, as you know, technically, the electorates do not meet till December to officially elect the president, but it looks as of right now as if it will be Joe Biden as the next president and a divided Congress, which means a Republican Senate and a Democratic House of Representatives. This explores that scenario. It talks a little bit about what equity markets should be thinking about, as well as fixed income markets. It repeats the possible tax changes suggested by Joe Biden during his campaign and really gives some helpful information. Most importantly, as you know, the immediate reaction to the election was that the equity markets rose rather rapidly and rather sharply. What goes up could go down, and one thing that can help is to proactively be ahead of it should that happen. If the market were to retreat 10% or more, this gives your clients some things to think about and to understand that in a near zero interest rate environment, you need to include equities in your plan. And this will be a great piece for you to refer to should the market go down. Obviously, if the market continues to go up and people are making money, they're very happy. It's when clients are not making money that they get concerned or nervous. This piece hopefully will be proactive to preempt those kinds of thoughts. We suggest you get this out as soon as possible to both your clients and your prospects. Next, I want to encourage you to go to the Session 3 modules on our website, and especially rate your practice. We'd like to know your score. It's a good way for you to take a look and really surmise what are the strengths of your company and where are the opportunities for you to improve and possibly get a better score next year based on meaningful activity and things that can be valuable for your practice. Also, we'd like you to start thinking about building your activity list for calendar year 2021. Most of you have renewed, and so therefore, we're starting to build our 2021 site. It will be up soon, and we're excited about that. Finally, we have a webinar for prospects on November 17th that if you'd be kind enough to invite or pass on to 3 to 5 of your friends the information where they can get on a free webinar to talk about how practices like yours are not just surviving, but thriving. We're so proud of the APFA community. I will tell you that those of you who are still really securing and solidifying your foundational activities, I couldn't think of something better to do than to think about what foundational activities have you not solidified, and let's get them as solid as possible. That's where rating your practice can come in. Those of you who have solidified your foundational activities are having your best year in the business. So we couldn't be prouder of our community and what you've done to help clients. We look forward to many more prosperous years together. And this is Ken Unger suggesting that if you need anything, please call your partners at the APFA so that we can help. Thank you again for being part of our community.